The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
Welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning, 8:30 to 9, WRHI, 1340 AM, FM 100.1, and WRHI.com. David's back in here in the house with my buddy Steve.
2 week vacation, man.
Yeah, 2 weeks in a row. So.
And I had to do the first weekend.
The first weekend, she ended up coming in fifth. That was a tournament at Fort Jackson down there at our military base. We got to hear the sound of freedom down there, some planes coming over and some gun practice going on, so that was kind of cool and a nice day. 36 hole golf course down there, so
I've never seen it, but yeah, I heard it was nice.
A practice facility. Was a lot of courses don't have a lot of practice facilities, but they had a really nice one. And then last week we went to the big town of 96. And I have a little story about why it's named 96, but she ended up coming in third in that tournament. So she had a rough first day, triple bogey the last hole. You know, she was pretty happy about that. So that was a long ride back to the rental house, and then she loosened up after that. So
she got that Rector,
competitive streak. Yeah, she does, but she's got her comedian grandpa to help her laugh and laugh it off. So, but yeah, she ended up coming in third, and that was good. So, helping her, me and her dad are looking through colleges, and she's got some visits coming up. So these little tournaments were important to go to. So I hate I missed this, but I love my grandkids, man. I'll do anything for them.
I would say those fish top 10 is in shape.
Yeah.
At that age.
I mean, there's a lot of kids. There was like 100-something kids there, but they had all different ages. And they had some little kids out there like 6 years old.
Future time.
Smashing the ball. You wouldn't believe it. It's so funny. Their parents are, you know, all out there with them. So that kind of can be good and bad when the parents are there. But that's a good thing to see little kids that young. They start swinging the club that young, and man, you got it. Man, that's what I did. I started 4 or 5 years old.
The tires.
Wayne drugged me out there. I probably did my fair share of crying and going on. And
Tiger Woods started.
Yeah, he was real young. He was on like a Tonight Show or something. He was a teeny little kid hitting the ball and stuff. So it's a good sport. It's good to.
Yeah, he was born to play golf, though.
I always like to look at the course, you know. I'm always annoying Lillian with, what kind of grass? You knew what kind of grass that is? Or look at that bunker. That edge on that bunker is good. So I look at all the stuff, the grass and stuff. So that's, unfortunately, I can't stop, help it. It's just the way I am. So
it used to matter. It didn't matter anymore.
I was a kid in elementary school looking out the window with the guy mowing the grass out there. I wanted to see what he was doing.
Back in the old days, he and Jay controlled the links around here.
Yeah, we were.
Not anymore.
We won Optimus Club tournament this year, but we had a young gun recruited with us. We're smart about who we recruit. So.
Somebody can approach us.
People recognize when me and Jay are at the tournament. Let's just put it that way.
They hit it so far. I don't know about him. But
if you're playing enough of them, you might actually win one.
Jay used to hit a mile.
Yeah. He's just shrunk up a little bit now.
He's getting older.
There he is. He's got white hair.
Really?
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with white hair.
Okay?
That's not. Yours looks awesome.
Well, thank you.
But you're also 10 years older than Jay, maybe. No, yours does look great. Your hair has always looked great, Rhonda.
Thank you.
The Steve's don't look bad today.
He's ignoring that.
His wife worked on Thursdays. So he's in there a lot. They're dating.
Well, that was a long time ago, yeah.
first wife.
Don't scare him. He's married to Wilson's nursery now.
He's married to Vine. That's part of the story. Yeah. So, they got married on honeymoon. And he comes in a couple weeks later. She's pregnant.
Well, how about that? That's good timing. That sounds like mine.
Really? I said, really? I didn't know it happened that fast.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, we went on our honeymoon and came back, and we had a kid 5 months later. I couldn't believe it. Like, I don't know how that happened, but still trying to do that math.
You set a world record.
This is a great start to the gardener's bench here.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got down that rabbit hole, but Matt's over here shaking his head.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out. I'm like, is it too soon to go to a break and cut these guys off?
How about the weather, man?
Anyway,
the weather, man. Let's talk about this. The August. This has probably been the coolest August.
I'm loving it.
They got married and it's real good. And I was shocked in one day or so later. And then we'll be married anymore.
Oh, Lord. Well, we could have ended that story earlier.
Yeah,
but,
I need to change the subject. Well, let's go to weather.
He got divorced. And years later, he hooked up with a bomb.
That's right. And that's happily ever after.
Let's close that one.
They're trying to escape by night.
Yeah.
And she was playing golf. I said, you knew all that before.
I hear you.
That's enough.
She's probably still playing about golf.
But we dodged a giant bullet this week with that hurricane. So
yes, we did.
We'll come back, get back on track, make some notes, and we'll be right back to the gardener's bench.
This is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
This is Benny Etter. Call me at 327-7100 and see for yourself why AirTech Heating and Air earned a 99% customer satisfaction rate.
No matter what the weather holds, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories and play our songs again. Got to the garden party.
We're back to the gardener's bench, back to our garden party on Saturday morning. Good to be here. Good to have Rhonda here. And
good morning.
Looking good outside. Today is going to be only in the upper 70s, so that's as awesome. It is till August.
Fall is coming.
You can feel fall in the air.
I've been waiting 9 months for this weather.
Yeah. I love it. We had the early heat, and I somewhat predicted that since we got hot early, we would cool off early. So it looks like we have done that. But it doesn't mean we're not going to be in the 90s for a couple of days in September, because it can be hot. And even October, a couple of years ago, October got in the hundreds a couple of days. But we're on the downside of it anyway.
Well, it's a wonderful day to get outside, get that weed eater going.
Yep.
Cut the grass. We've had, seems like 40 days of rain. 40 days and 40 nights of rain. So
yeah, I didn't read. I heard that we've had 7 inches of rain this month at the Charlotte airport, but that doesn't mean people didn't get 10 or more other places. So that's just where they calculated it. But
my friend is just takes me to rehab on Wednesday and Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
He said yesterday that Thursday night he got a bench.
Yeah.
I didn't even get any.
So it's always like that, you know, kind of
he's out of hair
hit and miss thing. But we got lucky this week with that hurricane. So that was a major hurricane. When you got a hurricane, it's over 500 miles off the shore, and it's causing havoc with the waves. Man, that's
didn't the Outer Banks get hit pretty good, though?
Well, they got high tides and
lots of water.
It washed out that Highway 12. It goes over to Hatteras, and some water went up under these houses. I saw some pictures of this guy just sitting on his deck, and the waves just crashing up under his house. I mean, he's pretty sure about that, isn't he?
That'd be kind of scary.
I don't know if I want to test God like that, but
nah.
I will go back a few blocks, maybe. Have a beer and watch it, but not from a distance. But
I'm Marta, you watch TV news, and pass by like this one is bad or worse than a direct hit.
Yeah, it can be. Yeah, on that side of the hurricane where the winds are. But that was lucky, and it's kind of quiet out there in the Atlantic now. Off the coast of Africa, nothing much is going on. The air is dry, so it's not causing a lot of things right now. We're in right now is hurricane season, so all the way to mid-October. So we'll see what happens this year. They always call for so many storms. I don't know how many they called for, but
there's another one behind this one.
Yeah, if you're new to this area of the country, that's something to pay attention for. So,
yep. Okay, what do I need to do about grass? Right
now? Grass, we're preparing for aerating and seeding.
Yep.
So we're already at the end of August, so if you got weeds, let's get all of them sprayed out. Good time to do a soil test. We do them for free at Carolina Fresh. So bring in some dirt, about a fist size. Size of dirt in a baggie, and we'll put it in there, label it, and you can do some in the front, some in the back. The best thing to do is go to two or three different places in the front yard and just call that front yard and go 2 or 3 inches down in the ground and dig the dirt. Don't get it right off the top, you know, get it a little bit down in there, and we'll send it off for free, and we'll get those results in 2 or 3 weeks. And the good thing about that, you don't have to stop what you're doing. You just go ahead and do, if it's time to aerate, see, go ahead and do that. You can always add stuff when we find out what's going on. So certain times of the year there's need to be doing stuff. Like last week, y'all were talking about seed, and we actually have our seed in at the farm, and we'll be bringing it up to the store. And I've had a lot of people come in looking for seed already, and I'm like, just hang on, man.
You don't have it in the store yet?
Not yet. No, I just got here from Oregon. So.
Why are you waiting on personal invitation?
Yeah, I'm waiting on September, but I tell people to do it, not now.
You sell in August as well.
But,
September.
You know, if it stays like this, you could go ahead and do it. Usually I would say wait till at least September 15th. But if the weather's like this, it stays.
We should do it August 15th.
Well, yeah, a lot of people did because they got too many to do.
They got plenty of rain back then.
Yeah. Doesn't mean it's time to do it. It means they got like 151 yards to do. If they don't start in August, they won't get done.
Yeah.
In August, it won't come until it gets water. Yeah. And then it comes up. So.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll have a better, you know, September's been traditionally dry the last bunch of them, so maybe we'll get some rain.
This
whole year has been, I would say, abundance of rain. I mean, we had that, July was a brutal dry, hot month, but other than that, we've had a good bit of rain.
Yes,
so
we have.
Yeah, so go ahead and spray out your weeds and your fescue. Get everything ready to aerate and seed. And we have aerators for rent, as you found out last week at Carolina Fresh. So.
That's a good thing. Take a short call, so we'll be right back to the garden.
sod sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Are you tired of watery eyes, sneezing, and congestion from allergies? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
At AirTech, we can improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and humidifiers and help your family breathe cleaner air. And don't forget, when we replace your worn-out air system, you'll start saving electricity and money immediately.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
I lay back and smell the sun, warm up the Georgia pie. Feels so good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench, back on Saturday morning, 8:30 to 9. Carolina Fresh is open. Everyone, run to the store. 8 to 2 today. My granddaughter's there with a big old smile on her face to greet you. And
I see Sarah's back too.
Who's that?
Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah. My girl that worked, she worked almost 10 years, Sarah Goforth. She had kids and she took a hiatus, I guess you say. I kept calling her and talking to her the whole time. You know, we're friends. And she came back, and her little one's in four-year-old kindergarten, so she works about eight to two every day. So, yeah.
That's
been a great, great thing to have her come back.
She's been in here a couple times.
Yeah, she hit that store running wide open, man. She's cleaning up stuff and moving stuff, and, man.
She's a go-getter.
Yeah.
Since I've known her. I hadn't known her that long. But
I don't know if you have ever worked with a bunch of men. They don't do much cleaning. I can't ever find anything because nobody puts it back where it goes.
That's because the leadership.
I remember Steve and Tommy's office. I wouldn't call that one of the cleanest places in the world.
We were busy. I knew where everything was.
Yeah.
We're talking about your granddaughter being there working, and we're getting fired up. We bought last month from your younger granddaughters some little entrepreneurs, some catnip.
That's right.
They packaged it up and told us when to open it, when it would be dried. It will be time. We got two more weeks left. And they gave me
your cat's in for a.
Gave me a little bag, said herbs treat. And the Rivers Girls. And I was like, all right. But that was so cute, funny. Them out there selling that
stuff.
Yeah,
we did a little kids' farmer's market at Millwood Plantation neighborhood we live in. And a lot of kids had all kind of things to sell. But we have some catnip back there. We dry it, and they had all kind of herbs and stuff. And
selling them for $1 a piece.
How about that? Giving it away, basically.
Yeah, and they were so shocked that I bought five.
Yeah.
Five?
I was like, yeah.
They're not doing it every week, are they?
Nah, we just did it that one week. We'll do it next year, too. But
that's pretty cool.
Unfortunately, they're just like my wife because they did make some money, but they also spent it out there on the other people's stuff. So,
well,
I guess that's kind of passing it along. They did come home with about $30, I think. So it was pretty good.
Stimulating the Millwood children's economy.
stimulate their combination.
And Madeline and Amelia is their names, and I think Madeline is in control of the money, so I don't know if Amelia got any of it or not. She doesn't care. Amelia is the one who gets out in the yard with me planting things, and we planted a butterfly garden. We did this little seeds, and some weird stuff came up and all that. It was hard to tell what was what, and a few flowers came up. I had one beautiful one come up, and it's got these beautiful red flowers, and last night it had butterflies all over it, so I took a picture and sent it to my son to show her, so it was a little butterfly garden.
That was in our garden.
Yeah.
At work.
That's nice.
Little butterfly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We planted some wildflowers in one of the raised beds and some marigolds and zinnias and all.
Yep.
The butterflies have been loving it.
Yeah, well, now it's time to get on your fall. Let's talk about the flowers and things in your garden. Your garden's about done, so you can go ahead and... Most of it's done anyway. My cucumbers are kind of done, and I'll clean it out and get ready for fall stuff. So I'm kind of excited because I want to plant some broccoli and Brussels sprouts, stuff like that. So.
That's what we're planning on doing in our raised gardens at work.
Yeah.
Talking about doing some
collards.
Cabbage.
And I used to do some lettuce.
Broccoli. So.
Romaine. I did some romaine. It came up, and we ate it.
It made me sick, radishes.
So it's good.
You plant radishes in the fall?
I guess you can. I don't know.
I don't know. So
I did have success with my carrots this year.
I'm getting
ready to pull them up now. But
carrots in three beds. And it's so amazing, you know, because they say you're not supposed to pull the carrots out of the garden until you see the top of
them. Yeah, you have to be patient. Wait. I pulled one up just to check a couple weeks ago, and
some
it was not as long. But
only like 2 or 3 inches long, you know, and a little skinny.
Yeah.
I don't think those are quite ready yet.
Now, my watermelons, I still have like 5 watermelons. I got to pick. Just go ahead and pick them, I guess, and see what happens.
Yeah. Now, broccoli, that did well for us a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And it went on. It's supposed to be your winter crop.
It goes on into spring, right?
On into the spring and the summer. And finally, in August, I was like,
really?
I'm sick of eating broccoli.
Yeah.
So I just. I told my wife they died.
Oh, yeah. What? Bugs got them.
Yeah.
I think Tommy said his cantaloupe was about done.
Yeah.
And I don't know about the watermelon. So.
The watermelon should be. I mean, everything's about done.
That Mindy hit it real hard rain, about 5 inches. That busted a boat.
Yeah.
That much water that quick.
Yeah, I don't like it. Yeah, my watermelon plant's kind of, it's got a funny look to it. It's just what happens.
And he briefly went out there to mud and picked everything that was ready for ready on Tuesday. And took it to people, got rid of it. And he said the ones that were left exploded.
It's fun to do a little garden. If you don't have room, I mean, like I said, people are doing raised beds. You don't have to have a giant space. You got 2 foot by 2 foot little space or whatever, man.
We got more than that.
Yeah, you got plenty. I got my whole beds. I need to get rid of some trees. Maybe I can have more, but trying to decide if I want to cut some of my magnolia trees down. They're just aggravating. They don't bloom like they should, and all they do is pour leaves down everywhere, and they shade my stuff. So it's
if you got them in that.
Got them limbed up, but that don't stop the leaves from falling.
That's why they fall. If you fall to the ground, they wouldn't.
Yeah, I should have. Well, you got to blow them up under there anyway. So, all righty. We're going to take our last break, and we'll be right back to the gardener's bench.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
This is Benny Etter. If your air conditioning unit is straining under the summer heat, there's no reason to wait until it breaks down completely.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call 327-7100.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we're helping to stop food waste. Save the food. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Every day's a lovely day.
It is.
And we're back to the garden.
We're back. 8:30 to 9. Every Saturday morning.
Live.
Live. It is live.
We are not tape recording.
No tape recording. This is live. No meetings before.
Yeah. No censored. No uncensored.
No subject matter.
But
I want to say congratulations to the football teams in Rock Hill. Northwestern won, Rock Hill won. South Point didn't win, but they played at the Panther Stadium, lost a hard-fought game to Huff, who's very good, probably one of the best teams in North Carolina. So nothing to be ashamed of, and it could be the last game South Point loses all year. Never know.
It very well could be.
Yeah. I hope they lose one more, but can't think who that would be.
The South Point, they're good.
No comment.
Yeah, they're good. All three teams appear to be good, so it's a good thing. If you hadn't been to a high school football game in years, get out there because it's a lot of fun. Matt, our producer here, he calls games every Friday night.
Yeah, got to be with Rock Hill last night, and they looked really good, turning things around over there. Defense looked fast, aggressive.
Yeah. This station has, they have a little book here, radio listener guide. If you want to come by here and grab one, you can come in during their operating hours. But
hold it up. Show everybody.
Right here.
There you go.
This is their 80th year of broadcasting live football. Isn't that something?
80th season.
80 years. That's a long time. So
I did 35 of them.
So. Yeah, Steve sponsored a lot of that stuff, so it's good. A lot of people listen to it. I listen to it all the time. If I'm not at the game, I'm listening to it. So,
and if your family's looking for anything to do, you can go out to Tours ARP Church today out on York Highway. They're having disc golf tournament, bingo, cornhole, gaga ball, color run, tug of war, a slip and slide. Just bring you a lawn chair. And
I would love to see you.
Where is?
Come on. It's all free for all. It's for the community. Come on out and have fun.
Get Steve on that slip and slide.
Oh, no.
I'm slippy.
He does that every day. All right. Well, we'll see you next week.
We'll see you on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.